This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Feather. Text FEATHER to 72881 by the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000. The word is FEATHER. This is part of our 12K a day. Feather, F-E-A-T-H-E-R, text FEATHER to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Good luck. Message and data rates apply. All right, it's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 9 minutes after 8 on Monday morning. We go...
I'm just gonna go ahead and put her on.
Sarah just texted a photo of her eye. So this is a story, if you don't know. Sarah put in for vacation time to go to her brother's 50th birthday, and they were going to have a huge party, and it was going to be a big family reunion.
She was going to play drums and sing
and a whole thing.
She's on.
Hello?
Hi.
We want to know if you hurt your cornea with a drumstick.
No, it's so not a fun, sexy, happy story. It's totally stupid. I did get to play at the party on Saturday night.
Was your eye hurt before or after the party?
Right after the party.
So that night?
That night. So we come back to the, because you know me, the party's not over when the party's over.
Right.
We all come back here to the hotel room.
So you're ripped, totally raging.
Well, I mean, okay.
Okay.
That's true.
Right.
So my contact starts bothering me. You know, I wear one contact in one eye so I can read. You guys know this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's been in all day, and it's starting to bug me. So everyone's in the hotel room, and I go into the bathroom, and I'm trying to get the thing out, and it won't come out. So I'm just going at it. I'm trying to get it out, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't get this thing out of my eye. And then everyone's like running and getting their contact solution. I'm squirting it in there. And then other people are trying to get it out of my eye. And finally, I'm like, forget it. This sucks. I'm going to bed. You know, you guys can stay and party, but I just got to lay down in the dark. It's starting to hurt. So I wake up the next morning it wakes me up at 5:30 in the morning. And I'm like, okay, I got to get this thing out of my eye. This is ridiculous. My eye's all puffy and gross. So I'm working on it. I can't get it out. And about 3 hours later, at like 8 a.m, I'm like, John, we have to go to urgent care. I can't. It was just awful. So they go in there. Now they're trying to scrape out. They flush it. They're doing all this stuff to it. It's filling up with blood. It's hideous. So then finally they're like, we can't do anything else for you. You got to go to the emergency room.
Oh.
I know. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I love it.
Well, listen, I just should say that. So you sent a picture to Yuzette, and she just showed it to me, and my reaction was,
Yeah.
Like,
I look like a monster.
What is going on with your eye, man? So, yeah, it's pretty bad. It's definitely not one of those things that you'd miss. Like, someone wouldn't see you and go, oh, I can't tell. Like, your eyes, you're mangled.
No, it's like if half my face is just swollen, the other half is swollen and bloody. So
what happened in emergency?
So you go to the ER.
So I go to the ER, and we barely get there, and the lady calls John from the urgent care and says, you found an ophthalmologist. So this is Sunday. It's, 10:30 in the morning now or whatever. They found an ophthalmologist, and they're like, here's his number, or he's going to call you, whatever happened. I don't know. I was out of it. And so we leave emergency, and I tell you, the Midwesterners, oh, my God, they're so nice.
They are. I know.
It's unreal. So the emergency room's like, the doctor who's just about to look in my eye goes, oh, you found an ophthalmologist? She goes, I'm not going to touch you. I'm not going to charge you. We're going to wipe you out of the system. Go to the ophthalmologist. So I'm not going to have emergency room charges, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And then we meet this guy. He's in just like T-shirt and jeans. It's clearly his day off. He meets us in there. He goes in. He does what he's got to do. He gets everything out. He's got all the right tools to help me. He gives me all these drops and stuff. And he's barely even turned the lights on in the place. He goes, all right, just send me like an Amazon gift card or something. He's like, I'm not going to start a file on you. I don't usually do the paperwork. And he like came in on his day off, did the thing, and sent me on my way.
Wow.
So what did he have to do to get it out?
He you know, they have the right tool.
He clunked her on the back of the head.
Right.
Yeah. And then it fly out. Did they have to numb you up, like put shots in your eyes?
Yeah. Actually, that's the beauty of it is that, you know, they have this, these drops that just make your eye completely numb. So they can do whatever they want to it, and you can look right at it.
That's, yeah. They so do that. I just did that when I went and got my eyes checked. When they do that dilation, they put in numbing drops.
Right. So it's so they can do anything they want. It's the aftermath that sucks. So because they've been doing all this stuff and poking. So they got it was all shredded. So he gets all the pieces of it out, gets it all out, and I'm and gives me like antibiotic drops and little ibuprofen eye drops and all this crap and sends me on my way. So basically, I went home and slept, just and just kept my eye perfectly still because you know how it's just your eye moves around constantly, so it's so annoyingly painful.
Yeah.
So this morning, it actually feels a lot better. Believe it or not, already, even though it looks hideous, the pictures are from this morning. So I'm hopeful that everything will be fine and I'll be back on Wednesday.
Well, we were hoping you'd come in with a patch.
Yeah, can you be a pirate?
Well, I do have a patch.
Oh, good.
But they actually, I know you guys would like that. But I. Wait, what do they say? Like, yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum.
Arg.
Arg.
So can I ask the $1 million question?
What is it?
What's going to happen in the future? Can you wear contacts in the future after this?
Hooman, that is the question. I've been asking myself that for 2 days. I'm actually really afraid to put another one. I mean, I certainly can't put one in for a long time. It's all racked.
Well, here's the thing that's weird to me is, so like I wear my contacts when I know I'm going to need them. So since you weren't really needing to read anything, why did you have one in?
I just wear them all the time.
Oh.
You know, I put it in, and that makes it. It makes it so I can see my food. It makes it. You know, I walk around with that one contact, and I can write things.
Right. You know. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I only put mine in when I surf, so because I only need them for long distance, and
Then you take them off right away after you finish surfing.
They tell you you need to because the water's dirty.
Oh.
And that you could get total infections from having worn them in the water.
That makes sense. So, are you still in St. Louis?
I am. They're all off on a. Oh my man, this has actually been very convenient because I didn't have to go on this bus trip today. So I know. I'm chilling at the hotel room with.
Bye,
like,
John.
My eye
and, oh, they're both called John.
Have a good time, guys. I'll really miss you.
Are you going to be able to fly with the pressure?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, it's actually going to be fine. It's all superficial scratches. It's just swollen, I think, because it's. You know, from being battered, so it's fine.
All right,
I'll be fine.
I have some advice.
Oh, thank you, Hooman. I can't wait to hear it.
I think you should not put a contact lens in for at least 6 months.
Well, I don't think I'll be putting one in anytime soon. I'll definitely check with you, make sure it's okay.
Okay, good.
I'll get your approval before I do again.
Well, I mean, let the eye recover. You know.
For sure.
Let it heal.
I agree with you. That's super smart. Thank you.
Well,
I'm thinking I might use the other eye. I might ruin the other eye next.
All right.
as much as you joke around, eyes are nothing to play games
Absolutely
with.
Absolutely not.
So there's no doubt.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
I mean, you know, you want to see stuff.
Yeah.
I want to see all the stuff.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, you guys.
So Have a good one.
Sorry for the drama.
No, we're sorry that happened to you, poor baby.
Thank you. All right, well, I can't wait to see you guys and have fun. And Vinny, you sound real good on this contest I just heard you.
Oh, thanks.
He's doing well, Sarah.
I'll probably have it figured out right around the time you show up. Right. So you know.
Okay, well, I'll see you next week on Wednesday. All right.
I love you.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye, love you too. Bye.
All right, so there's Sarah checking in. Eye laceration due to contact, but we were all right. So did you say the contact? Or was that a texter? But she was
can't remember.
Wasted.
I think it was a texter that said the contact.
But she had been partying.
Yeah. I can't imagine letting everyone else go in your eye.
You know, when you're wasted, you do all kind of stuff.
I suppose.
Right? All right, you guys got a couple
things
you want to do?
Woman's going to lead it off.
So this is more for Sarah. We just heard her on the phone. But Vinny, Can you name this person?
Okay. So it's funny that you mentioned that because I've never watched that show, but I know of him because people always say I look like him.
That's right. That is Patrick Stewart.
Right. I've never seen this show, though. Have you?
Oh, yeah. I'm a humongous fan. And I've seen every episode of The Old Ones with William Shatner like 10 times
each. Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Huge fan.
Okay.
Anything having to do with space and sci-fi, like, as long as it's not, like, evil and dark, I'm down.
All right.
Anyway, the big story is there have been rumors that because of Star Trek Discovery, a show that Sarah and I watch on CBS's streaming service, that Patrick Stewart was going to come back. And now those rumors are true. There's going to be Picard is coming back from The Next Generation. And they don't have a title for it yet, but it's going to be about the next chapter of Picard's life. So I don't know if he's going to still be a captain. I'm assuming it's probably going to be a smaller ship. He hasn't played this role in 16 years. And then it goes on to say what his other works have been since. But
and
he
no
says,
one knows.
Well, they say he's voiced the character on The Family Guy and Robot Chicken.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, really? That's what he's done? Anyway, he says he's excited and surprised and invigorated to be returning to Jean-Luc Picard.
Good for him.
Yeah. That's it. Back over to you, Sarah.
Okay. Wow. I have a couple of quick stories, actually, so if you have another one.
Oh,
these
do,
are
yeah.
all, I lumped these together because these are tweets that people did over the weekend. And I'll start with George Michael's boyfriend that tweeted, "I hate you," after being left out of the will. George Michael's boyfriend, Fadi Fawaz, tweeted, "George, I hate you," in several rambling social media posts over the weekend. And it looks like the tweet came after it was revealed that George left nothing in the will for Fadi.
Wait a minute. George Michael's been dead for a year now, if yeah. not more. How long? How long's he been dead?
Probably a year, at least a year. Look it up.
I will. So why is it just coming out?
I don't
They're
know
just
why
getting to
it's
the
just
reading
coming
of the will?
Out, but supposedly this guy Fadi has been living in the home that they shared for about the past 6 months. He won't get out. The family's been trying to kick him out, and he won't get out. So I guess they
He died in December 20. Oh, he died on Christmas.
Yeah. Was that last 2016. Year or the year before? 2016. I believe, Vinny, that they had offered him a settlement of like $650,000.
His boyfriend.
The boyfriend. And the boyfriend said, no, he wants more.
Wow.
So there's a whole thing going on with that situation. And it looks like he also said, another post said, how can I be disappointed with someone that ended their own life?
Wow, dude.
So he's been saying that George committed suicide and actually that George, according to him, had tried 5 times Damn. To commit suicide.
Well, but it was an OD, correct?
Yes,
okay.
But he's saying that was on purpose.
Well, I understand that. And often people who see someone who's drug addicted will, their behavior does look like they're trying to kill themselves.
Mm.
So whether or not he purposefully OD'd or mm-hmm. accidentally OD'd, he was seriously negligent with his drug use. So that's the guy. I really like a couple of his albums.
Yeah,
really
oh, of
like. I was a big fan.
It looks like the money that George left went to a bunch of charities,
Good
as well
him.
As his sisters and staff. So this guy's pretty upset that he didn't get the cash.
Mm,
Adam
money.
Levine looks like over the weekend attacked MTV because he thought the VMAs had snubbed Childish Gambino's This Is America video.
Did they have a VMA?
I guess maybe they announced some, I think.
The nominees?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me look.
I'm trying to think when I gave Sarah a list. It might have been more than a week or two ago. But
messed up.
He realized it was actually nominated for 7 awards.
Oh.
How he got this messed up, I do not know. But he goes, my bad. Sorry, MTV. You did good. Now make sure he wins. Like, how do you, I don't know how you don't understand that that video got voted for 7 awards.
Well,
I'm going to look up the nominees. Maybe we can do that tomorrow. Because I'm curious. I love music videos. I watch them all the time.
So. You do?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Where? Just like on YouTube?
Yeah, sometimes Brent and I, if we've got nothing to do, we'll
sessions.
Sit around. We'll just watch music videos
we have sessions
together.
Where we sit down and just go through the most popular music videos mm-hmm. on YouTube.
See what's going on.
Which
really?
Are fun. Yeah, it's fun. And then, you know, it helps when the story comes out and we're like, oh, yeah, I saw that video. And, yeah, I saw Drake's grill.
Yeah, we're
that's
constantly
important. 15 grand
doing research.
You know, I did actually watch Drake's video yesterday, but I was like, oh my God.
In
my
feelings?
It's 7 minutes long.
Oh, I got to watch it today.
And so I
this
started.
This video?
Yeah.
That's the video you watched?
Yeah. Mostly what I saw was girls booty dancing.
That's advanced.
They were very advanced.
That's
I
advanced
was
music videos.
Impressed. But it was 7 minutes long, so I kept fast-forwarding it. But, all right, the last one here regarding tweets. Chrissy Teigen live-tweeted during the earthquake on their Bali vacation.
Oh,
you know, the Indonesia earthquake.
Yeah, there, you know, a lot of surfers go there, and a bunch of people were traveling during that. So I had the story. I've misplaced it, but go ahead.
The sad news is that so far, I'm seen in the news is 98 people have been killed.
Right.
Due to this earthquake. And I believe it happened about 50 miles from Bali.
Okay.
Lombok is the name of the place, about 50 miles east of Bali.
But that's where she was vacationing.
Earthquake, yeah. So she, just a bunch of different tweets. Bali trembling so long. Oh, man, we are on stilts. It felt like a ride. 15 solid seconds of holy bleep, this is happening. I very, very calmly walked outside clutching baby saying, I'm naked, I'm naked, I'm naked, like a naked zombie. These little quakes won't stop. I'm trying to be normal here. Another one, small, but please stop, Earth. So that's
scary.
Chrissy Teigen tweeting during that earthquake.
All right, so there's the, well, we got to check.
Do you want one more?
Sure.
All right, talking about reboots, Vinny, what comes to mind when you hear this?
Al Bundy?
That is correct.
They're going to reboot this?
So, David Faustino, do you know who that is?
Yeah,
of course.
That's Bud.
That's Bud.
So he was, I don't know, at some corner store, and... I guess TMZ or somebody ran up to him and they said, hey, what's happening with the reboot of Married with Children? And he said, I've spoken to everyone and they're all in. We're going to do this. We're going to make this happen.
Really?
But then I guess TMZ or whoever did a bunch of research and said there's a lot of red tape they've got to cut through before this is actual reality. The biggest one is could Ed O'Neill juggle two families?
Oh, he does Modern Family?
Yeah, he does Modern Family.
I don't know why he'd even bother.
I agree. Or even Christina Applegate. She's a huge movie star.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
What? You don't know that?
Well, I mean, she
is. You're the movie guy.
She hasn't done anything since...
Bad Mom.
Oh, that's true.
And Bad Mom 2.
The Applesauce Girl.
What's the Applesauce Girl?
That's what Harrison Ford calls her.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right. Wow, that was a deep cut, Brent.
She's got a couple films. Yeah, she's got a TV show coming up called Dead to Me. And yeah. So, yeah, I guess she's busy.
Yeah,
but
I can't see them really doing this.
Do you want to see a reboot of Married with Children?
I don't.
How about you, Vin?
I could skip it. Yeah, I can't keep up with the TV that's on as it is.
Yeah.
So,
and that show's on every day, a few times a day still.
Do you watch it still?
Nah, I see the channel and I look at it for a second and then I change it.
Isn't
it matter
weird,
of fact,
though,
it was on yesterday.
When we were, I don't know, I guess I would have been in college or maybe it was, I was probably in college as they were launching Fox as a network and this TV show was one of the shows that
right.
helped them launch a whole network.
Uh-huh.
It was Simpsons and Married with Children. And
Herman's Head was on there. And it seemed like there was one more.
In Living Color was
oh,
another
yeah.
one.
That Tracy
was on.
Ullman show
right.
was a big one. Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, I don't know. I don't need to see it, but
it was 1997.
Maybe another 97?
Yeah. That's when Married with Children.
Is that when we first started?
97?
That's when it went, when it stopped airing?
It had to be like 88.
Oh, 86 to 97.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm like,
I was like, wait.
Damn, man. You gotta be wrong. All right. Hey, listen. We got a break. We'll come back with news and some music right after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Weezer covers Toto. thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate you so much. We just checked in with Sarah, who called in from St. Louis. She did get an eye laceration, but I think she's going to be fine. We'll see her Wednesday.
Yeah.
She'll be back from her trip for her brother's 50th Wednesday. So in the meantime, we're doing the show live. Thanks for being here. Right now, we've got tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom with exciting rides like The Joker, Medusa, and Wonder Woman Lasso of Truth. Caller 9 at 800-400-FM-97 gets four tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Call now. Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, thrill capital of Northern California.
Sounds like a good time, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, we're going to do a little bit of news. Here's
the Radio Alice report.
It doesn't fit when she doesn't. doesn't when she's not. Anyway, I'm like, I don't. We don't need that. Okay, I'm going to begin with the Bay Bridge. Authorities say a man was killed and two others were injured in a shooting on the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge that caused multiple vehicle collision. That was in the early morning hours this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So they say that the SUV was heading from San Francisco to Oakland early Monday when a vehicle pulled alongside it and someone opened fire on the SUV. And then that collided with another vehicle. The SUV driver died, another man was wounded, and a third man suffered injuries from the collision. So that happened early this morning, and the bridge was closed for a while there. Starting the weekend, the big news was Lollapalooza, I believe, was happening in Chicago. But then all hell broke loose in Chicago. 10 killed and 53 wounded in shootings in Chicago this weekend.
Wow.
Some of what I was hearing, one of the reports say it gets hot there and everyone comes out into the streets.
That's what they say.
And it ends up in violence. So
violence happens during the summertime because it's hot.
10 killed, 53 wounded in Chicago. That's
wow.
just over the weekend. And then lastly here, as far as the really bad news goes, the Indonesia earthquake, it looks like 98 people killed, 200 injured. And right now they have an evacuation effort underway to get all the tourists safely home. So that's the latest there, as there was a 6.9 magnitude earthquake that struck the popular tourist island. And so
we were talking about Chrissy Teigen and John Legend being there vacationing, and she's tweeting, someone like that, I mean, what do they do, call in their private jet? Get the heck out of Dodge?
If you're there with your kid, you start tripping hard, I imagine. Everything changes. I always feel... Like anything that goes down, as long as I'm alone, I'll figure it out. But if I got my kid with me and she's slower than Moses and everything.
Or your lady, too.
Oh, you can't believe the things that she's like. And then you're like, oh, God. Don't you ever stop asking for stuff?
Nope.
So, yeah, I think that would be a bigger, like, that suddenly changes the whole thought process, which is I'll figure it out, too. Oh, man, we got to get out of here. I got to get this one safely back out of here. This is I don't know if it's fun. It seems fun. The staff at a nursing home in Germany panicked late on Friday night when they realized two men had escaped. So they called police, and the cops eventually found the two old guys at 3 in the morning at a concert. I guess there is the world's biggest heavy metal festival was happening in Germany, and these two old guys escaped and went to the show.
Oh, how funny.
The festival this year included Judas Priest, Vince Neil, and hundreds more bands. I just read Vince Neil's mom died.
Oh, no.
That was, like, in the news. So he was either at the show and performed anyway or had to cancel and fly home real quick.
Huh. I didn't read that.
The cops found that the men were there and disoriented and didn't want to leave. I don't know if they were disoriented because they were old or if they were high, but cops did make them come home. So they took them back to the nursing home. That's too bad.
Oh, yeah. The story came out 2 days ago.
That his mom had passed?
Yeah, Vince Neil posts emotional tribute to late mother. A true love of my life, he calls her.
So he must have been in Germany when the news came.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Looks like she was battling stage 4 cancer.
Oh.
Grandma Shirley.
So this video is what I was starting to tell the story and I decided to wait. But apparently there's been a video posted of a guy at Walt Disney World proposing to Minnie Mouse. So this happens.
Uh-huh.
And I know this because I have been in the lines. My kid is 4 and I've been to Disneyland now with her, I want to say 3 times, at least twice. And her thing is she can't go on the rides. She's too short.
Uh-huh.
We can go on the little kiddie rides. But what she wants to do is meet her princess friends. So we wait in line and you really do. There's a long line and often there are grown-ups in the line. And that's fine. I mean, I'm not against people doing all the time I've smoked pot or drank myself stupid, which is all super unhealthy. It's hard for me to point a finger at some grown-up who's like, who am I hurting?
Mm-hmm.
I like to take pictures with princesses. What? Right?
Right.
So I don't go off on them or say anything even under my breath or even... I even try to just look a different direction when I'm thinking weird thoughts about a grown-up being in line to take a picture with... But I actually was in line for... what's the Frozen one? You guys wouldn't know this. It happens in my house. Not a Elena? No,
oh,
not Elena.
Whom?
Frozen,
you know,
princesses
from Frozen?
I have to look.
Oh,
them
why
up.
Are they escaping? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Elsa.
Elsa.
Elsa and Anna.
Oh my
okay.
God, we're so dumb.
I know. Well, no, and it's my story, and I can't think of it. So we're in line to see Elsa, and the guy in front of us is a grown-up,
uh-huh.
And he's dressed up in a suit, and I'm not even thinking anything of it. I'm telling you, I'm just looking away like, dude, whatever. That's your thing. He gets there. He pulls his phone out. He puts it up in front of him. And he proposes to Elsa, the character.
Oh.
And he's videoing the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Does he have a ring?
He's got the whole thing going. He proposes, he gets on one knee, and I'm just like, oh my God.
Is
and
this
she,
really happening?
She played along, and it was.
She said yes?
Yes. She played along. It was a. So people get like stuff. What are you going to do, right?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, the video that was just posted is of a guy at Walt Disney World proposing to Minnie Mouse, and it made me think of that moment. I watched this, and I was like, I feel so nervous for these characters. Like,
you never know what's going to happen.
Are the people okay, or are they just play acting?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the people, the board of directors of Disneyland, like, address this? They're like... All right, what do we do when we get these whack jobs to propose to our
characters? I do think they address it, and I would bet you they say it's make-believe and no one's getting hurt, and as long as everybody's cool, it's
don't,
no
don't break
thing.
Out of character.
What's the problem?
Mm.
Who gets hurt?
So after she said, I do, does she run into his arms and do they embrace?
After she said, I do, it was the next person's turn, dude. Move it along.
I said, yes, get out.
Yeah.
Is there a hug or anything?
There's not. It was pretty like, okay, this guy's done his little bit. He took his picture, and now they move him out of line and bring the next person through.
All right, so that girl who plays Elsa,
is a saint.
Well, what's going on? What's going on in her mind when she goes home and like sits down with her friends and be like, "Oh my God, guess how many losers proposed to me?" Like,
you know what
is she saying?
Maybe the first time it made her nervous, but I bet this is. So that's what I'm saying. The reason I'm telling the story is because of what I saw in the news,
the
which
mouse.
Is. Minnie goes along with the proposal and says yes until she sees a dejected Mickey Mouse off on the side watching. She goes over to make amends and he storms off. So these little character plays are happening at Disneyland all the time, I guess.
I guess I would wonder, Vinny, if that was happening in front of me, that Elsa thing, I would, first thing come to my mind was, it's Elsa, whatever her real name is, Terry. It's her
real
boyfriend,
husband.
Yeah, or
it's
whatever.
Not. He's calling her Elsa. Hi, Elsa. And has the camera on in front. Like,
what a trip.
It is a trip. And yet it's fine. No one was hurt.
707 says, what if those guys were the actual boyfriends of the girl that played those characters they were really getting proposed to? That exactly, 707. That was my first thought.
If Elsa had a different reaction, I would have probably thought that's what was happening. But Elsa was very reserved.
Jumped on him.
Yes, very reserved.
408 goes, oh my God, I'm yelling at my phone. Elsa, Elsa, it's Elsa. Yes, it's Elsa.
It's Elsa. So sorry. I should know that.
That's
in fact,
right.
My kid would totally let me have it for that. I'm out of time.
Oh, wow.
I've got a couple fast facts, but I'll save those for another time. We'll do text on the other side of this break. It's Alice.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.